I'm Jay Paul for Power 96 Sports.
Well, they don't get any wilder than the baseball game on Power 96 last night when Lake Mills visited Northwood Kansett. Here's my talk with Northwood Kansett Vikings coach Jeff Furstein after the game.
You start out not knowing if you're going to play because of a COVID-19 scare, I guess.
Yep, parent of a player had to get tested, so we had to put the brakes on it. We actually canceled yesterday's game because the test results didn't come in yet. So
4 hours before today's game, I get the text from you saying, game's on, and you get the guys together, and they come out and lay an egg.
Yes, you got nailed it to a T. They came out, laid an egg. I mean, part of it, batting practice scheduled at 3:15. They didn't know until 3 o'clock that we were on.
So you're down 10-0 going into the sixth. And what are you thinking?
I'm thinking, honestly, what I told our guys, we got to wake the hell up because we were dead. We weren't playing very well. And I don't know if that actually sunk into them this time or what, but they woke up and started to find holes.
And Northwood Kansett then gets 2 runs in the bottom of the seventh. They win 11-10. With some teams recently closing their facilities due to positive cases, NBA Commissioner Adam Silver remains pretty confident about the NBA's plan to safely resume play, but he admits that a spread in the NBA community could bring the league to a halt again. The Denver Nuggets closed their team's practice facility starting on Saturday after 2 members of the team's 35-member traveling party to Orlando tested positive for the coronavirus. The Brooklyn Nets reopened their practice facility Tuesday after being closed for several days after players DeAndre Jordan and Spencer Dinwiddie tested positive for the coronavirus. Florida's Department of Health reported more than 6,000 additional cases of the coronavirus Tuesday. Silver, though, says the NBA's plan to restart the season in Orlando is designed to protect teams and players from the outside community. A wild affair in Northwood last night is heard on Power 96 when Lake Mills led 3-0 over Northwood Kansett after 5 innings. Then 26 batters and 16 runs later, the sixth inning was over, and a 10-0 Bulldogs lead was down to 10-9. That's right, the Dogs batted 11 men and scored 7 runs in the top of the sixth, and then the Vikes batted 15 men and scored 9 runs in the bottom of the sixth. So we go to the seventh with Lake Mills clinging to a 10-9 lead. In the top of the seventh, Lake Mills gets their leadoff hitter all the way over to third with 2 out, but he's tagged out on a suicide squeeze for the 3rd out of the inning. And Northwood Kansett then gets 2 runs in the bottom of the seventh to win the game, 11-10. Lake Mills falls to 6-2 overall, and they have a home game tonight against North Iowa at 7:30 right here on Power 96 Sports. Northwood Kansett, 6-1, they travel to St. Ansgar tonight for a 7:30 game. Despite Major League Baseball and the MLB Players Association having developed an extensive manual to aid in the task of resuming play in 2020, players will continue to test positive during the pandemic. But identifying those players isn't going to be easy. Under the Health Insurance Portability and Accountability Act, teams are not allowed to divulge the names of any player who tests positive. The federal law restricting release of medical information without a patient's consent or knowledge means that only players can reveal their positive test status. There will be a COVID-19 related injury list, but being placed on that list does not require a confirmed positive test for the coronavirus. I mean, players could be on the list after a positive test, but also after exposure to the virus, or if he has exhibited symptoms that require self-isolation before further evaluation. Sports, news, community events, our streaming audio, information on the shopping show, and more can be found on the website kqprfm.com. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter. I'm Jay Paul on Power 96 Sports.